In Philadelphia, arts and cultural leaders are racing to stop a prized painting from leaving the city. The Gross Clinic by Thomas Aikens has belonged to Thomas Jefferson University for over a century. Now the university is selling it for $68 million. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
Except for a few years when he studied abroad, Thomas Aikens lived his whole life in Philadelphia. He painted Philadelphians doing what they really did. The Gross Clinic is one of his most important works. It's a portrait of surgeon Samuel Gross removing a piece of diseased bone from a patient's thigh while his students watch.
He's turned away from the operation. He's got the blood on his hands, but his eyes are out to the medical students, and he's telling them what he did because that's the whole essence of Jefferson's being here.
Pediatrician Gary Carpenter has taught at Thomas Jefferson University for almost 40 years. It's the same medical school where Samuel Gross taught a century ago. Carpenter and I are standing outside the school building where the painting hangs because university officials wouldn't let us record inside. Feelings about the Gross Clinic have been running high since last month when Jefferson announced it would sell the painting. Ann Darnan Court is director of the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
It'd be a great painting in any museum. In Philadelphia, it's a great painting plus an extraordinary icon of Philadelphia's creative, intellectual, and professional life.
The Art Museum and the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts are leading the effort to keep the painting in Philadelphia, as are other civic leaders, including the CEO of public radio station WHYY. Even Mayor John Street has gotten into the act. Street is recommending that a city commission declare the painting a historic object, meaning Jefferson would need the commission's permission to move it.
Certain things are irreplaceable in the heart and soul of our citizens, and if we don't keep them here, someday someone will look back and wonder, what were they thinking?
What makes the sale even more painful for Philadelphians is where the painting may be going and who may be buying it. The $68 million offer comes from a partnership of the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., and the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Crystal Bridges doesn't exist yet. The museum is slated to open in 2009 near Bentonville, Arkansas. It's the creation of Walmart heiress Alice Walton, who plans to stock the museum with great American art of the 19th century.
In many ways, she is behaving like the robber barons of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, who went to Europe and bought everything they could.
Alan Wallach teaches art history at the College of William and Mary. Wallach says today those paintings hang in some of the country's finest museums. He says Alice Walton, whose personal worth is estimated at more than $15 billion, is doing the same thing the original robber barons did.
Names like Frick and Carnegie and J.P. Morgan. One of the ways that they began to soften their image was to engage in cultural philanthropy.
Alice Walton would not grant an interview for this story. Neither would her advisor, art historian John Wilmerding, and neither would anyone from Crystal Bridges. Even her critics acknowledge that Walton has good taste, but her efforts have sparked controversy before. Last year, she bought the Hudson River School painting Kindred Spirits by Asher Durand at auction from the New York Public Library. Arts leaders complained she was hijacking one of the state's cultural treasures. The New York Public Library said it needed the money. That's what the trustees of Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia say, too. University officials say they'll use proceeds from the sale of the Gross Clinic to fund new scholarships and other educational initiatives. In the meantime, dozens of visitors are taking a last look at the painting on display at Jefferson. First-year medical student Sam Gradovsky is one of them.
I just appreciate it as a work of art. I don't think it, has really any impact in our class.
So in that sense, you wouldn't really be that upset to see it gone, I guess.
Correct. In fact, I think it's better doing a better service being in an institution where more people can look at it versus in a corner of a fringe building in Philadelphia.
But Gradovsky adds he'd rather see the painting at a museum here than one in Arkansas. Local institutions say they've raised more than a third of the $68 million it will take to keep the painting in Philadelphia. They have until December 26th to come up with the rest. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
And you can see a representation of the painting and learn more about Aikens at our website, npr.org.